Welcome to Your Place of Grace with Evangelist Anthony Sluzes. We're taking the message of salvation, Holy Spirit renewal, and healing through the finished work of Christ to the world by every available means. If you'd like more information about Your Place of Grace Ministries and our resources, visit yourplaceofgrace.com.
Hey there, my friend. This is Anthony Sluzes, and I'm so glad that you're listening to Your Place of Grace. Thank you so much. Today we continue our series entitled, and it's a question, Are You a Courageous Christian? This is part four of six parts, and I pray that what we've been sharing here is a blessing to you. So today, let me ask you this. Have you ever faced really scary or fearful situations? Well, you're normal if you have. We've all faced fearful situations in life at one time or another. Perhaps we dread failing health or financial problems or the loss of a loved one or uncertainty about our future. Or maybe we're afraid of failure because we feel weak and totally inadequate for a particular task or challenge. Whatever our fears may be, you and I must learn how to face them as God desires, with courage. Joshua 1, verses 1 through 9 was written thousands of years ago. But its principles regarding courage are still so true for those of us living in the 21st century. Fear. What is that? What is fear? Well, it is an internal alarm that goes off within us in some fashion when we're facing imminent danger, or feeling threatened, or feeling helpless to avoid or change the situation. Courage is quite the opposite. What is courage? It is the quality of mind or spirit that enables us to meet danger or face opposition or the challenges of life with fearlessness, calmness, and firmness. According to 2 Timothy 1, verse 7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Furthermore, we have His promises that empower us to walk courageously through every challenge in life. Let's talk about Joshua, the great Joshua. After Moses died, God gave Joshua the task of leading His people into the land He'd promised to give them. Although he'd been trained by Moses and worked closely under him, the thought of replacing Moses and taking responsibility for all these people must have filled him with fear and trembling. He'd seen how rebellious and unbelieving these people had been. Joshua also knew what a challenge it would be to lead 2 million Israelites into enemy territory. Think about it. The land was filled with walled cities, giants, well-armed soldiers, and chariots. Although these obstacles seemed insurmountable, Joshua remembered how God fought for His people by parting the water for them and burying the Egyptians and their chariots in the depths of the sea. The Lord's promises were the basis for Joshua's courage. And loved one, today, our courage as believers in Jesus comes from our relationship to God. Yes, through His Son, Jesus Christ. We have a new and better covenant today. Although our situations differ from Joshua's, obviously, the principles and promises revealed in this passage we're talking about are true for us as well. Let's talk about God's promise to Joshua. He said, "Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you." And loved one, we have this same assurance because God is living within us through the presence and power of the Holy Spirit. So whatever fearful situations we face, we are not alone. Instead of looking around at the circumstances, we should look up at the Lord who is always, always faithful. And then came Joshua's responsibility. What was that? Well, God said this, "Only be strong and courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go." God didn't give Joshua a war plan for victory. His success would only come by keeping his eyes focused on the Lord and doing exactly what he commanded in his word. This was not a task to be done with natural man-made strength, but with obedience and supernatural strength of the Holy Spirit. And this is the same blueprint for victory that God gives you and me today. Hallelujah. We are to do what he says, when he says, and how he says to do it. There is no room for picking and choosing which scripture passages to believe and obey and which ones to ignore. That's dangerous. See, the success God promises us is not that of the world. In his eyes, success is a godly life that he can use as a witness to the world and a challenge to fellow believers. There is a key to courage, dear one. Did you know that? What is this key to courage? Well, let's let God tell us. He said, this book of the law, we're talking the word here, the Bible, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." Hallelujah. Daily meditation on God's word is the key to courageously accomplishing all that he sets before us. It includes 5 essential elements, dear one. It must be read. Open your Bible, read it, devour it, feed on it. We must first know what God has said in his holy word. Then we must believe. We should believe his word and his promises. Take them to heart. Take hold of them. Then comes absorbing. So we absorb the scripture into our thinking so we can understand it and it governs our thoughts. We must then apply it. God's word applied directs our way of living. And then finally, obeying it. And let me add speaking it as well. Obey the word and speak the word. There is power in speaking the word of God. So knowing what God has said, we respond with complete and full obedience. This is the goal of meditation. And then we must speak the word in power. You know, although college courses and degrees may claim to make us prosperous, nothing can compare to God's path for success. If we will meditate on his holy word daily, so we can carefully obey his instructions, we may not be considered successful by the world standard, But the Lord is the ultimate judge and the one before whom we will stand to give an account of our lives. The command to meditate day and night doesn't mean we must spend hours every morning and evening in God's Word. The Lord can do big work in our lives if we'll simply give Him, 10 to 15 minutes every day. By meditating, thinking upon, reading, speaking His Word, we are acknowledging that we need His help because we're not smart enough or strong enough to direct our own lives. As our Lord and Savior, Jesus has every right to tell us what to do. And if we do what He says, He will enable us, He will empower us to live successfully in accordance with His will and plan for us. So I don't want God's permissive will in my life. I don't want His permissive will. I want His perfect will. And I find it in His Word and in fellowship with His Holy Spirit. Now, God did give a warning to Joshua. The Lord emphatically spelled out what Joshua must do in order to succeed at bringing the people into the promised land. The Lord said, "Be careful to do according to all that is written in this word." So obedience is of the utmost importance because God's methods won't always seem reasonable or logical to the puny human mind. When the people approached Jericho, the Lord gave Joshua a very strange strategy. He said, "March around the city once a day for 6 days, and then 7 times on the 7th day. Then the people are to shout, and the walls will fall down." If Joshua had not followed God's directions, he would not have succeeded. Like Joshua, dear one, you and I must trust the Lord and courageously obey, no matter what He may require of us. Whatever it is, God knows best. He will never give us a schedule so full that we have no time to meditate on His Word. As we focus on Him and move forward in obedience and faith, we will be sufficient for everything He calls us to do. So what do you fear most in life, dear one? And what part has God's Word played in how you've handled your fears in the past? Think about it. If you have made meditation of the Word of God a vital part of each day, how has it helped you to obey the Lord? If not, dear one, what can you do to make time for the Lord and His Word in your daily schedule? God and His Word should be number one. We should build our calendars and our day timers around the Word of God. Not, how can I squeeze in a little bit of Bible? Like it's a chore. Give God your first and your best. Give Him your primary focus. Obey Him. I mean fully obey Him and do what He says, when He says to do it, where He says to do it, and how He says to do it. And dear one, you're going to find good success in Him. Hallelujah. The first thing you should do, if you've not done so already, is to make Jesus Christ your personal Savior and Lord. That's where success begins. Real success, genuine success, true success begins with knowing Jesus. And you can know Him today. Your life can change today, in one day, Let's pray this prayer. Pray this with me and do it with all your heart, dear one. What have you got to lose? Except your soul. See, today is the day of salvation, the Bible says. Right now is your acceptable time. This may be your hour of decision, dear one. And it could be your last chance. I don't know. But pray this with me out loud. Dear God in heaven. That's right, pray with me. Dear God in heaven, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, please forgive me for the way I have lived and for the sinful things I have done. Cleanse me with your precious blood from all my sin and unrighteousness. And with my mouth, I confess the Lord Jesus. In my heart, I believe God raised Jesus from the dead on the third day, and he is alive right now. This very moment, I accept Jesus Christ as the Savior of my soul, and I make him Lord of my life. And according to God's word, which cannot lie, I am washed, I am cleansed, I am forgiven, I'm healed, and I am born again. Oh, and I give you praise, Heavenly Father. And it's in Jesus' wonderful name that I pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, loved one, if you've prayed that prayer with me, welcome to the family of God. You are a citizen of heaven. Your life will never be the same again. Please tell people about this decision that you've made for Christ today. Many people will rejoice with you. Still, there are some that will mock you and ridicule you. It's okay. You are a child of the Most High God. You are a citizen of heaven. Also, be sure, find a good church where the Bible is preached and taught faithfully, and where the people love God and love each other. Get plugged into a great local church. Ask God to lead you to just the right church, and he will. Furthermore, if you've prayed this prayer with me today, or even if you have questions about the Bible, contact me at my website, yourplaceofgrace.com. Click on the contact tab and email me with your questions, prayer requests, and if you've prayed this prayer with me today. I would love to send you a free resource, postage paid, on how to get started in a new walk with Christ. Thank you so much for listening today. And also go to Apple Podcasts. Go to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzis to the bottom of that podcast page, and please give us a 4 or 5-star review. 5 is always better. We need more and more eyeballs to see this podcast and more ears and hearts to hear what we have to share from God's Word. We're sharing the gospel of Jesus, and the word gospel means good news, and loved one, it's always good news. Thank you so much. And listen, until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you. May God always have a smiling countenance upon you. And may our Lord always give you prosperity, protection, peace, joy unspeakable and full of glory. May he give you laughter and unconditional love within your marriage, family, home, relationships. And may God grant you great, great favor everywhere you step foot, all the days of your very long life. In Jesus' wonderful name, amen and amen.
Thank you so much for listening to Your Place of Grace with Anthony Sluzis. We trust the podcast was a blessing to you. If you'd like more information about our ministry, resources, testimonials, and to schedule Anthony to speak at your event, go to yourplaceofgrace.com.